Kami, play We're All Yankovics.
Playing We're All Yankovics theme song.
And now, we have a word from a sponsor!
Dad, I'm bored. It's raining and there's nothing on TV.
I'm sorry, I don't know what else to do. The library is closed and your friends are all at camp.
Hey! Why don't you go where all the rad kids go? Willy's Fun Arcade!
Willy's? That's still open?
What's an arcade?
Willy's! We have all your favorites! Pac-Man, Centipede, Tron, Burger Time, Punch-Out, Donkey Kong!
I don't know those words!
Street Fighter 2, Hogan's Alley, Spy Hunter!
Okay, we have a Wii U.
Millipede, The Simpsons, NFL Blitz, Rampage, Bomberman, Dig Dug,
stop.
Ski Ball, Whack-A-Mole,
Daddy!
The Claw! I'm calling the police!
Willy's, located right next door to the King
Get
of...
Get out!
Welcome to We're All Yankovics.
Yep, here we are.
Yeah, we're here again.
Yes.
Man, it's been a long time.
Yes, yes. And we're on another mandatory fun song.
Awesome.
This
mandatory.
Is cool.
I like this one.
Yeah.
This will be a much more upbeat one.
Yes, it will. It will. Although there's definitely a couple of things that I'll say that I love this song. There's a couple of things where I'm like, I wish... But that's only because I love the song
what
so much.
What song is it, by the way?
Oh, okay. Well, that, I'm leading to
all
it.
All right, Charlie, it's, come on. Keep us in suspense.
I know. You're getting paranoid, man. Stop getting so paranoid.
What is it?
It's Foil.
Foil.
I know.
Foil.
You read the notes.
I did read the notes. Every now and then I read something. So, yes, Foil.
Foil.
The parody.
1914. Yeah.
Yes, it's a conspiracy. This song has been around since 1914. Weird Al is actually 275 years old.
And see, it snuck out because Lord did a cover of it, but they changed it to Royal so nobody would know. And then Weird Al had to do the real song.
You know, Lord is actually also a Lord. That's how she got her name. She's immortal. She's a Time Lord.
Okay.
So she wrote this song actually in 1912.
Oh.
So the original parody came out a couple years later. And then,
So the original song was actually a parody too?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a conspiracy, man.
That's crazy, man.
Get out of my head. And I guess that's the thoughts behind this song.
Yeah. This came out on July 16th. Well, I mean, the video came out on July 16th. It's the third video in his week of eight.
Yep.
This one was with College Humor.
Yep.
And this one was, since by some accounts, the most watched video. It had 11 million hits in 5 days.
Nice.
Yeah. So at least the one site that I was looking at said that it was the most successful of his week of
really?
Eight, believe it or not. Yeah.
More than Tacky?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought that would have blown it away.
I feel like this... I like the song a little bit more than Tacky, I think.
You think?
Yeah, yeah. And this video is also a lot of fun.
Oh, man, this video is great. I love Patton Oswalt. Big fan.
I mean, like, you got to compare it because the other one has a lot of really cool cameos. I like their cameos more, I think. But this one, the video, I think, is a little bit more solid than Tacky.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
One camera shot? Come on.
Oh, no, it's
Technically,
it's really cool. This has more stuff in it. Yeah. Like, that's a background thing, and we'll talk about it when we talk about Tacky, which is really interesting to, like, people who know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
This video is a lot more fun just on its surface.
Yes.
In
it's
a way
a
that's
good
like,
concept. I love, like, the late-night infomercial way they're going, and I love the turn, because I didn't know.
Yeah.
And most of us, the first time we heard the song or watched the video, we're like, what the heck is a song about aluminum foil? That's weird. And then it takes the twist, which I love because I'm dark and twisted. And it just really like,
So we got to say, well, I mean, I don't know where to start with this, but we'll start with the video, I guess.
Yes.
The Lord video basically has nothing to do with
it. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Not my genre.
Weird Al's hair is kind of sort of like Lord's was when she did the video, sort of like this curly. And so her video starts with like a pretty close shot of just her face.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of her just singing like that
in
the video. This video starts like that. And then nothing else from the video has anything to do with the Lord song.
Okay.
So it's interesting because like Gump, he parodied both the movie and Presidents of the United States
album. Yeah, some songs lend themselves to that.
Yeah, exactly. So this one doesn't really do that. Okay. But it's still a lot of fun.
Oh,
I mean, like, it's the lyrics are just so interesting. Like he, this song reminds me a lot of Complicated. It's a complicated song.
Yeah.
Because as you're singing, you're like, ooh, I wonder what the answer to this kind of, it's sort of like the backwards complicated song.
Okay.
Where in complicated song, he says stuff and you're like trying to guess, or at least I was, and we'll talk about this. I was trying to guess what the word that he was going to come up with is. Yep. This one's sort of, well, we know what the chorus is going to be. Uh-huh. So how are we getting there? Kind of.
Yeah.
And so he starts off with talking about food, mm-hmm. which is also another great Weird Al trope.
Yep.
You know, it's food. Come on.
Another food song.
Another food song, exactly. So they're talking, and there are lots of stuff. We'll get into my favorite lyric at the end there. But lots of cool stuff. He comes out, and he's doing this home shopping. And three girls pop up dressed in aluminum foil, singing. You know, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, he goes to the Germs, like he did, you know.
Yep, like, another reference to Germs.
And so, living in the fridge.
Yep.
Similar stuff there.
All well within the Weird Al zone of stuff. And then they pause in the middle of that song, and then he makes a cup of tea, and then everything changes in a way that's just brilliant.
The look in his face, the look in his eyes of madness coming out, and I love the reaction by Patton Oswalt right there in the video. He's like, no, what are you doing? Stay on task.
Exactly.
And we weird out just like all the conspiracy theories of the world just come spewing out.
I have to admit that I think I predicted it a little bit.
Really?
Like,
you felt it coming?
Well, I felt the like, okay, well, that first verse was sort of about one way of using foil. Uh-huh. What's another way you could use foil?
Yep.
And you're like, aluminum foil hats is literally the only other thing you could
think
of.
I felt so dumb that I didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
The first time, like, oh, duh.
I went back and read some of the message boards back in the day, and some people hit on it. Yeah. Like, they're like, as soon as they knew the song title was Foil, uh-huh. some people were like, wouldn't it be really cool if he did stuff about, like, conspiracy theory and, like, foil hats?
Yep.
And it's so, they were so excited when they were right in the second half of the song. Mm-hmm. But still, lots of fun.
Yep.
Lots of just craziness. I just, lots of, you know, every conspiracy theory you can think of, including not landing on the moon.
Yep.
And the Illuminati and lizard people and just.
Yep. Well, I don't think you discussed the lizard people. Patton just turned into a lizard person.
Yeah.
The big reveal at the end. If you haven't seen the video, sorry.
Patton
Oswalt is a lizard person.
Why are you listening to this if you've never seen
the video? Yeah, really, seriously. But no, I loved it. I thought the video, I think I remember you saying at the time, this song needed the video.
Yes. And that's one of my gripes about it is in the original song, there's sort of another chorus and sometimes Weird Al will cut things because mm-hmm. it doesn't work, but the song just sort of abruptly ends.
Uh-huh.
And you can see in the video why it abruptly ends, but there's nothing on the song track to, like, he could use sound effects or something to make it like maybe he was shot or something like that as part of the, because he was talking about conspiracy theories and you could understand it, or maybe have even like the, like, it would be cool if the track had like the cigarette smoking man saying something on it at the end of it or something slightly different. So it makes sense on the track.
Okay.
It only makes sense if you watch the video. And to me, that bothers me a little bit because it means that it was more about the video than it was the song. Like, he didn't come up with the song and then make the video for it. I feel like he came up with the song, wrote the video for it, and then that's how he determined how he was ending the song.
Well, I disagree with that.
I know you do. I know you.
I think the ending just, it's a big conspiracy. That's it. Like, you can sense that he got snatched. Or that's all he has to say. He's like, maybe he's just trying to get it out before his signal is cut. You know, just like, that's all he has to say.
No.
They all prove it's a big conspiracy. That's it.
Nope. Yep. Okay.
That's all he has to say. He's got to get it out quick. I don't think it really needed any more sound effects in this. I mean, it would be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe like just a dart something. Yeah, I don't know. But I think that'd be, he gives his fans more credit that we know.
And some of this stems from wanting a third verse.
Yes.
Now, based on what the third verse probably should have been, the second verse, because I don't think you're going to get crazier. Like, you can't.
Right.
Do conspiracy theories and then do something else.
True.
Unless it's like him trying to break out of jail with like an aluminum foil like knife or something.
Would that work?
Well, no, he could be
a
like
lot of work, I guess.
Crazy. Yeah. Like, right? They could have like pumped him up with drugs, sent him to the crazy house, right? And then he's like, I'm going to get out of here because I've got this knife made of aluminum foil. Like kind of thing. Or something. Like, I had so much fun with Complicated trying to figure out what the next lyric was going to be that I wanted one more hit on this one. But and it just, you don't.
Nope, you didn't get it.
Yeah. Well, and listening to Lord, you find out that she doesn't have a third verse. It's just repeating the chorus a second time. And so you're like, okay, so he does, he's allowed, you know, like you're like, okay, well, if there was a third verse, he'd have to do more. But since there isn't, I'm okay with him not doing it. Like, you know, you play those games with him, you know, you're like, okay, I'll allow
you to do this Weird Al, world famous millionaire. I don't know what it is. He's probably rich. Anyway, hopefully rich. He's world famous. I hope he's very wealthy.
It's hard to be rich because I think once you take off all the things, I think there's a potential for him to give more money to the people that he's parodying than he. Well, okay, depends on songs where he's parodying somebody. I think they get more money than he does on it because he actually pays them. Yeah,
I don't think they get more than him though.
Well, it depends on what it is and how it gets. Yeah,
he's weird, but not.
He's weird.
I'm sure he does all right. His tours, you know, make him.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
I'm sure he's well off.
Oh yeah, no, he's not. He's not.
He's not hurting for money. Don't send in donations for Weird Al. You know,
just buy his next song when it comes out. Exactly. That's all you have to do.
Just buy it.
Yep. This is a song Lord specifically was asked about it afterwards, and she said she loved it. It was so cool. I'm psyched to be on it, being the album. He asked ages ago if he could do it, and I was like, please, please, please do it. Please do it with something like Royals, she even said. And I was like, yeah, well, what else do you think he was going to ask you about?
Her catalog's not that great.
The other Lord song?
There's another one? I don't know.
Yeah, that was in a Billboard thing that she did. She also ended that quote with saying that she really liked his Usher song about Confessions. She like would jam to that when she was a kid, which I think was only like two or three albums before this. So that tells you how young she was.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's one of those weird things that you say to somebody and then you're like, oh, that makes you feel old. I'm so sorry. Right. Poor Walter.
Confessions part three.
Part three. Yeah.
I wanted to say that. Isn't that R. Kelly? Like, no, it's in the closet. I forgot that was Usher. Wow. Yep.
All right. Anywho. Yeah. Like you said, Patton Oswalt is cameo in this, the video. Brilliant. Tom Lennon and his writing partner, Robert Ben Garrett.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Were the two Secret Service agents that come in and.
From what comedy group?
Reno 911. No, The State.
Back in MTV.
Back when they did Reno 911.
Before that.
Well, I mean, like, they went
to Reno 911 and they did, like, Viva Variety.
Yeah.
I'm a big sketch comedy. Didn't
last very long.
Yeah, I love sketch comedy and stuff. I love The State and I followed everything they did.
The State was awesome.
Great.
Yeah, have you ever heard your interviews with them about what happened with The State?
No.
Basically, I think what happened was they got
90 of them in the troupe.
Well, no, they got a contract for like CBS or something. And so they could have done another season of MTV, but they were like, "Oh, let's do CBS." And then they tried it on CBS and they did like a winter like a Christmas show or something, and it just didn't work on CBS either because of I don't even know.
They're all Generation CBS. I'm making XC kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. But they didn't work on network, and it didn't work enough that they basically then canceled the rest of the contract, and they couldn't then go back to MTV and do another season there. So they kind of got like.
I was wondering what happened. They just disappeared, and I love that show.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, it was great to see them in the video. I like everyone from that. You know, troupe is great. Kerry Kinney and just like Michael Ian Black. Anyways,
yeah,
I love them.
No, it's great.
Glad to see them still around. Most of them,
yeah,
some of them.
Most of them,
well, at least a third of them. That was there was a lot of people in the state.
Oh, definitely, jeez. Definitely.
At least nine. Anyways,
Monique Donnelly did the background vocals on the track.
Monique Donnelly from what fame?
I don't know. Oh, I'm just.
I thought you were gonna say like she's from other. This.
No. She just Monique her name. Donnelly.
All right,
that's
who. You know who she is? Let us know.
Well, and as far as I can tell, that means she sang like three of the background tracks at the same time.
Okay,
because it sounds like there's more than one girl singing. So,
well, there you go. She's the
yeah.
Or Foils. Maybe she's the one who did the Royals from the original. Who knows?
Probably not.
You would have probably said that.
Somebody would have said something about that.
Whatever. Well, she doesn't.
Maybe she was the background Royals. I don't know. Yeah, well. Probably wouldn't work. Foil.
One out of.
Kind of want. No, I kind of.
Not there yet.
Kind of want this. Kind of also. I love the song. I think he hits. While the video does nothing to parody Lord's video, I think this song is by far one of the best spot on note for note kind of reinterpretations of a song.
Yeah.
In terms of parody, like it's right there. Mm-hmm. And it's just so perfect that you hear his lyrics even when she's singing, mm-hmm. in a way that's like, yeah, because they fit so well.
Right.
This is another one of those weird ones where you look through and you're like, oh, wow. When he says no, N-K-O-W, mm-hmm. she says N-K-O-W too. So you, that's the attention that Weird Al pays in songs like this. And it works so well at this song.
This is one of those songs, though, that when I heard the parody, I had never heard the original. No, as I get older, that happens more often.
More and more often.
Yeah, so I had to go back and listen to
That happens with me with all his rap covers. Yeah. I'm like, I've never heard Riding Dirty.
Nope, exactly.
But I did a little, the nerd in me kind of wished that this song was all about algebra. You ever heard of the FOIL method?
Yes, FOIL, wow. That is, you are a nerd.
Yeah, yeah. I was just like, that would be cool. Or that could be another line, you know, like
or a different type of foil. Or, like, yeah, oh, you foiled me.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
No, just foiled that. Again. The math. Yeah. You take the first, then you take the last, then you take the middle and the last. Like wow. I don't know. Foil. Till I do my geometry. Oh my gosh. It's foil.
Help me. You are. Wow.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Rating?
Great. Yeah, let's do. No!
Wait, we haven't done favorite lyrics. Yeah. Okay, you go first.
Okay, I'll go first. What was I going to say?
Well, I'll go first. Yeah, yeah. I got mine here. All right. I like where it starts to get dark. And, of course, I'm a dark, crazy person. I would go with Thought Control Race, Psychotronic Scanning. Don't mind that. I'm protected because I made this hat. From aluminum foil.
Yeah.
I think that's great. The look in his eyes when he's delivering that, and just, it's brilliant.
I have to think I heard this song first before I watched the video. I don't know why. Maybe I was busy that day when it came out, kind of. And it totally, when he gets to that part, because I've made this hat, in your mind, you're like, yes, from aluminum. Like, you sing that part along with him, even though you've never heard the song before.
Yes.
Because you're just like, it's so perfect. Yep. Like, oh, it's so cool.
Yeah.
My favorite lyrics are when he gets all sciencey. But then I deal with fungal rot, bacterial formation, microbes, enzymes, mold, and oxidation.
Yes, I like that one as well.
Yeah.
I thought about going that route as well.
Oh, good.
But
good.
I went with the darker
one. No. There's nothing wrong with that. It reminds me of the story about how he went to the library and looked up different types of hernia.
Yeah.
So he could actively talk about hernia on his one song. That's fun. I like when he does the deep research and he actually goes dives down and is like, okay, I'll figure this out. So
he had the same concept as Living in the Fridge, but didn't use the same references, which is brilliant.
Oh, exactly.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing how much he's been able to talk about stuff and not double any of his lyrics up for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's been amazing. But
this is a good one.
Yeah.
This is
so
definitely a good one.
What is your rating this time?
All right. 1 to 5 conspiracies.
Sure.
There we go. I'm going to give this one a 4.5.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm going for it. This is a 5. I'm giving it a 5. Oh. I'm giving it a 5.
Oh, I'm trying to think.
It has to be done. It has to be unleashed. Unleashing the 5.
Nope. I'm doing a 4.5.
Oh.
Because there's just that. It makes me want more.
The end.
And I don't get any more.
Well, you don't get everything you want, Charlie.
I do.
You do not.
I can.
You're not a millennial. Anyways.
Wow. Okay. Well, goodbye to those two people who are actually listening to us.
We lost our two millennials.
No, those were the only people listening, dude.
Oh, dang it. 100%. Oh, man.
Oh, well, now we're just doing it for ourselves.
They're listening to it ironically.
Yes, exactly. Oh, well.
Yes. Anyways, we'll get more eventually.
I loved watching you watch this video because you laughed at like everything.
I mean, you did. Easy.
Like even the like, lovely. Yep. You're like cracked up. And I was like, okay.
I am such an easy audience. And, I really am.
And see, to me, that T thing comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's so non-secular.
The slurping sound.
Yeah.
I love it. I love everything about this song. Everything about the video. I love.
Cool.
So I'm giving it my first. It's our first. Yeah.
That's first five.
First five. Beat that. Whatever's next.
Whatever's next.
Truck driving song, right?
Nope.
Nope. That's coming up in the future.
Yeah. Oh. Ooh, don't give it away.
I won't give it away, but whatever's next. High bar to beat.
You don't know what it's a boot.
Oh, I don't know what it's a boot. I feel like such
a moron. Well, now when you say it a second time,
I feel like such a moron.
Well, if you're a moron, you can call us at 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-72-WEIRD. For those without spelling, it's 302-72-93473. You can email us at weareallyankovics@gmail.com. And you can find us on Twitter at WENDELYANKOVICH. That's Wendell Yankovic. Vic.
Okay.
Something like that.
Something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, as always. I wouldn't be anywhere else but here. And the rest of the audience, thanks for joining us as well. Don't give me that look. Bye-bye. But someday I'll prove there's a big conspiracy.